Okay. So today's daf is Ervin daf Samech Vav. So we got to the top of the top of daf Samech Vav Mid Aleph, where essentially where we took the view that Rav Yochanan basically said that they're allowed to rent a lot of these schirus from a goy on Shabbos. Right, there are three different ways to create this partnership. Three methods: there's eruv, there's bitul rishus, and then there's schirus from a goy that you ritually rent the areas from the non-Jew. And Rav Yochanan said that you can do that even on Shabbos. So the Gemara says in the first line, "Tahu ba Nardai." The sages, the Chachamim of Nardai, were wondering about this. Me and Rav Yochanan Hakim, Rav Yochanan really say that you can rent the rishus from the non-Jew on Shabbos. V'hamar Rav Yochanan socher kibar of dami. Didn't Rav Yochanan say that someone who rents from a rishus is like someone who makes erevin, is someone who does an erev chatzeros? My love, my erev mi boljom, av socher mi boljom. If he's comparing it, we know that you can only do an erev chatzeros on erev Shabbos. You can't do an erev chatzeros on Shabbos. So if Rav Yochanan's comparing schirus rishus to erev chatzeros, so maybe, so if he's comparing the two, so how can he say that you can rent from the non-Jew on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, "Lo." He says, "No." When Rav Yochanan said that Schirus Rishus is like Erev Echatzeros, he wasn't saying that. He wasn't saying that just like you could only do Eruv on Friday or before Shabbos, so you can only do Schirus before Shabbos. What he meant to compare it in three different ways to be lenient. What's the first way? Mame Eruv Afilu Pachos Mishvei Pruta Afsocher B'Pachos Mishvei Pruta. Just like Eruv Echatzeros, you could even make an Eruv with food that's less than a Shavat Pruta, less than a penny. So also, in other words, it goes based on food. In practice, I think nowadays, you know, the food that you're getting is probably generally more than a Shavat Pruta. But we're saying theoretically, just like Eruv worked even less than a Shavat Pruta, so also if you rent from a non-Jew, you could even rent for less than a Shavat Pruta, and that would be sufficient. Mam ma'ariv afilu schiru lakito. And also, just like Eruv works, even if you're ma'ariv, not necessarily with the worker of the non-Jew, the hired laborer of the non-Jew, that when the non-Jew lives in the courtyard, let's say the non-Jew like lives in a particular house, so we hold that you're allowed to make the Eruv with the worker of the non-Jew. Schir is the hard worker, Lakita is the one who's hired for a time being, let's say to harvest his crops or to gather his crops. So you're allowed to make the Eruv, you can't do it obviously with the goy, but you can do it with his worker. So Av Socher, Afilu Schir Lakita. So you can even do Schir is Rishus. You can even rent the domain, the rishus of the non-Jew from his worker. Mama Arav Chamisha Shishurim Bechatzer Achas Echad Ma'arav Al Yidei Kula. And just like when it comes to Erev Chatzeros, if you have five Jews who live in one Chatzer, one person can make an Eruv for everyone. That if the people of the Chatzer, they want to make an Eruv with the courtyard, you know, adjacent to their houses, so you could have one person can do the Eruv. He could be the emissary of everyone. So Socher Naami, Chamisha Shishurim B'chatzer Achas, Echad Socher Kol Ayidei Kulam. So too, with Schirus Rishus from a Goy, you don't need everyone to rent from the non-Jew. One person can rent for everyone. So the Gemara says now, that wait a second, Tahi Ba Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar was surprised. He was wondering, like, what's the deal with this halacha? It doesn't seem to make sense. So Amar Rav Zeirus, now the Gemara is going to ask, my tahaya, what was the question of Rabbi Lazar? Amar Rav Sheshes, gava rabba ki Rav Zeirus, lo yada my tahaya, to Rabbi Lazar. Rav Sheshes said, did a great person like Rav Zeira not know what the question of Rabbi Elazar? This was his question. It was on the Shmuel Rabbi. It was a question on Shmuel, his Rebbe, Damar Shmuel. Because what did Shmuel say? Shmuel said, "Kol makom she'ostrim v'ma'arvin mevatlin, ma'arvin ve'ein ostrim, and ostrim ve'ein ma'arvin ein mevatlin." So the statement he first makes is that any, and we're going to explain this in a bit. Shmuel said the following: any place where the people who live, in that area forbid each other from caring in the courtyard, and if they wanted to fix the situation, they can make an eruv to fix the situation. In this scenario, if, let's say, someone forgot to make the eruv, then they could be mevatel their rishus. They can cancel out their rishus and sort of like separate themselves and mevatel the rishus to each other. And then bittul would be effective for hotza'ah to carry. And in any scenario where where they can make an eruv, however, without them making eruv, they would not forbid carrying. Then in that, or if they would forbid carrying and they can't make an eruv to fix it in that scenario, then they cannot be mevatel the rishus. In other words, Shmuel seems to say that that bittul rishus only works in a situation when two conditions are satisfied. Number one, that without it, there would be a prohibition of caring, and eruv would help solve the problem. Only if those two conditions are met, then another substitution, another way to fix it other than eruv would be bittul. Now the Gemara is going to explain, what are the cases that Shmuel is talking about. So the Gemara says, "Kol makom she'osim mavarim vatli, kigon shtei chatzeros zolif nimizu." The case where we say that wherever two people aser each other from caring, and the way you fix it is through eruv, then in that case you could be they could be mevatel the rishus to each other. That's a scenario where you have two courtyards, one inside the other. So in other words, the people from the inside courtyard cannot get to the rishus harabim, to the public street, without walking through the outer courtyard. So therefore, they have a right of way through the outer courtyard. So in that case, the people from the inner courtyard would aser the people from the outer courtyard from caring, right? Because basically you have the in the outer courtyard, you have a communal area from the inner courtyard people and the outer courtyard people, that they all have rights in the outer courtyard. Now the only way they could fix that is by making an eruv, and therefore when they forget to make the eruv, then the inner courtyard people could be mevatel their right of way, their right of passage, and once they're mevatel their rishus, so then the people in the outer courtyard can now carry from their house to the outer courtyard. Obviously, if they just made an eruv just by themselves. By the way, the Beis Yosef points out that if the people from the inner courtyard are mevatel their rishus, it doesn't mean therefore they can never leave their courtyard, right? Because if the only way to get to the public street is to go from the inner courtyard through the outer courtyard to the public street, does that mean if they're mevatel their rishus that they can never get to the public street? No, what it means is that they give up their right to use the outer courtyard to put their stuff there, to that the only time that they're allowed to go to the outer courtyard is by if they have to get to the street. So you can have this kind of bittul rishus, but still be allowed to walk, to the rishus harabim through the outer courtyard. In any case, that's the first halacha of Shmuel. The second halacha of Shmuel of ma'arvin vein osim ein mevatlim kigon shtei chatzeros upesach echad b'neihem. The case of Shmuel where he says that in a case where the two groups of people could be ma'arev to join them, but if they don't make an eruv, then they don't aser each other, they don't forbid each other from carrying into their own courtyards, and in that case, bittul rishus doesn't work. So that's a case where there are two chatzeros, there are two courtyards, and they are both opened up to each courtyard by themselves. By itself, each of the courtyards by itself is opened up to a mavoi or to an alleyway or to a rishus harabim. So each one can get from their house. So all the people living in these houses can get from their houses to the courtyard to the rishus harabim without going to the other courtyard. But there's still an opening between the two courtyards. So there's sort of in each courtyard there are two openings. One opening to the other courtyard, and the other opening to the mavoi. So you don't need to go to the other courtyard in order to get to the mavoi or the rishus harabim. So in this situation, since nobody needs to go from one courtyard to the other courtyard, so they don't have to make an eruv, and the people they don't have to make an eruv between the two of them. They don't have to join together, and the people in let's say courtyard A, They can carry in courtyard A. The people in courtyard B can carry in courtyard B. If they want to, they can make an area between them, a big courtyard, and then the people from, courtyard A can carry to B, and B can carry to A. But they don't have to, so they don't ask their either one. So since they don't ask, they can make an A roof, but they don't ask their each other if they don't make an A roof. And in that case, Ein Mevatlin, right? That would be a case where Ein Mevatlin. What about the third case, right? Where he says Osrin. Ve'ein ma'arvim, ein mevatli. What's the case of where they would aser each other, and you cannot make an eruv, and therefore bittul reshus doesn't work? What's that third case? Let's look by. What does that come to include? Lav la'asuyi. Does that not come to include the case of a nochri, of a non-Jew who lives with two Jews, that the two Jews aser each other, right? Because there are two Jews, and they cannot make an eruv. Why? Because you have a non-Jew who's living amongst them. So that's a case of Osrim, and that's a case of Ein Ma'arvim, and therefore you can't do Bittul. And now the Gemara is now going to conclude the proof that Shmuel argues in Rav Yochanan, and he says, Ve'i da'asa me'esmo, if the non-Jew came, let's say on Friday, so lo gar me'esmo. So why didn't they simply rent the goy's reshus? Why did Shmuel say Ostrin ve'ein ma'arvin? Why did he say you absolutely cannot make an Eruv? Who said you can't make an Eruv? Maybe the case, why can't you simply rent from the non-Jew, and then you can make the Eruv? So what's the problem there? Elav, so therefore, what must the case be? The case must be a case, the asa b'shapsa. The case must be a situation where the non-Jew came on Shabbos, and then v'katani osim ma'arvim, and then we learn what is Shmuel saying, that they aser on each other, they can't make the eruv, and therefore ain mevatlin, and therefore they cannot even be mevatel the reshus, because they were only metaken bittul reshus in a situation when they can make an eruv from the previous day. So this is against what the Amoraim did that we saw in yesterday's daf. In yesterday's daf, what happened? That they rented from the non-Jew on Shabbos. Again, they didn't pay him, but they made a deal on Shabbos, and that they would pay afterwards. But they did the rental agreement on Shabbos with the non-Jew, and then they were mevatel their reshus to one of them, and Rav Yochanan agreed with them. So it seems from the opinion of Shmuel that he disagrees, that he would hold that bittul does not work on Shabbos when there is a non-Jew in that courtyard, and he comes on Shabbos, Shmamina. Yes, this is true. So we have this machlokas, the debate between Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, whether you can do bittul reshus with a you, whether you can do bittul reshus on Shabbos in a situation where you couldn't have made the eruv on the previous day, and that's why Rabbi Lazar was questioning. That's why he says, right? He says tahi, that he was wondering what's going on here, because what the that he was wondering, he was in astonishment that which the Amoraim did and Rav Yochanan agreed with him. Okay, so the okay, so now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, hold on, okay, so hold on 1 second. I think there's some a little bit noise. Hold on. Okay, so now what the Gemara says is that Omar Rav Yosef, Lo Shamila HaShmaita. So the Gemara now wants to talk about regarding that which Shmuel said about that Osrim Ma'arvim Mevatlin Mechatzer. So can you can so Rav Yosef said, I never heard this halacha de Shmuel, that if you have two courtyards, one inside the other, that the inner one can be mevatel the outer one. To the outer one, the right of way, right? That's what we saw, right? That if you have an inner courtyard and an outer courtyard, and the only way that the inner courtyard can get to the street is by walking through the outer courtyard. So they aser the outer courtyard from carrying from their houses to the chatzer, but they can fix that by being mevatel their drisas regel, their right of way. So if you also say, I never heard this halacha. So Amar Leah Abaye, so this happened a lot, right? Rav Yosef got sick, and sometimes he forgot his learning. So Abaye, reminded him. This happens a lot throughout Shas. Amar Leah Abaye, Ata Mart Nihalon, you yourself told us this halacha. V'ha Mart Nihalon, and You told us this statement of Shmuel, Damar Shmuel, because Shmuel said, Ein bitul rishus me chatzer lechatzer, ve'ein bitul rishus bechorva. Shmuel says that there's no bitul rishus between two chatzeros, in one chatzer and another. In other words, you could have bitul rishus between the houses within the chatzer, but not between two different chatzeros. The reason is because bitul rishus is like a kind of weaker kind. It's a weaker, the Rashi points this out, that it's like a weaker form of, like it's not, you're not really making an erev, it's a weaker form of a transaction, and Chazal only allowed it when there was a real need. So they allow bitul rishus to carry from your house to your own courtyard. So that there's a real need for it. But to allow you to carry from, let's say, your house to someone else's courtyard, so that the weaker form of transaction, you know, bitul rishus, they would say it doesn't work. That's the argument. Shmuel says bitul rishus doesn't work from mechatzer lechatzer, from one courtyard to the next courtyard. Ve'ein bitul rishus b'chorva. So let's say there's this desolate area that's between two houses, and right there, and there's like a ruin between two houses. So you can't again. You can't be mevatel your rishus in front of the other. Again, it's only in a case where there is a houses, you know, a bunch of houses in a singular courtyard. That is what Shmuel said. Va'amartlon alon, and you told us, Rabbi said, Rabbi Yosef, ki amar Shmuel, ein bito rishus b'chatzer l'chatzer, lo amrad, ela b'shtei, shtei chatzeros u'pesach echa b'neiha. That Shmuel only said this, that there's no bitul rishus, that's only if you have two courtyards that are open to rishus harabim, and there's an opening between them, because they don't aser each other. But if you have an inner and an outer courtyard, because the inner courtyard asers the outer courtyard from carrying, then the inner courtyard people can be mevatel their drisus regel, their right of way, the right to walk through the outer courtyard, so that they can carry inside of it. So that case would work if it's in that situation. Abar le ana amina mishme dishmul hachi. Did I really say that name of Shmuel? V'ha amar Shmuel ein lanu beiruvin elak kilashon mishnasenu. That didn't I say that we can only rule in accordance with the simple wording of the Mishnah. And what is the simple word of the Mishnah says? Right, anshe chatzer velo anshe chatzeros. That didn't the Mishnah say that the halacha of bitul rishus only works with anshe chatzer, with people of a singular chatzer? So you got to be precise. That it doesn't, velo anchi chatzeros. You can't be mevatel from one rishus to another, from one chatzer to another chatzer. That didn't I say that Shmuel said that we have to be very precise. So Amar Leif, Abai corrects of Yosef again. He says, ki amrat lan, ein lanu beiruvin elo kiloshon mishnasenu. So he says, when you told us that you may be lenient with respect to Erevin only according to the simple reading of the Mishnah, aha amrat lan, no. When you said the simple reading, it wasn't on that line of Anshe Chatzer, it was a different line of the Mishnah. Shehamovoi lachatzeros kechatzer labatim. That you said to us with regard to the Mishnah, which said that an alleyway in relation to courtyards is like a courtyard in relation to the houses. In other words, Shmuel inferred from this halacha that you need at least two courtyards with two houses each that open to an alleyway in order to allow carrying by a lechi or a korah. So it has nothing to do with this halacha of carrying from being mevatel rishus when there's one to the other. So again, so now that you can't infer from our Mishnah regarding bitul rishus that it only applies to one chatzer. So again, generally speaking, that if you have two different courtyards, you generally cannot do bitul rishus unless the only way to get from one of the courtyards to the street is through the other courtyard. In that case, bitul rishus does work according to Shmuel. Now we're going to get return to this halacha of Shmuel, who says that bittul rishus from one courtyard to another courtyard doesn't work when the two chatzeros don't forbid each other. One doesn't aser the other one. So gufa mar Shmuel ain't bittul rishus bechatzer lechatzer, they ain't bittul rishus bechorva. So we said the following, that bittul rishus doesn't work if, again, from one chatzer to another chatzer, if, again, each chatzer can get to the public street independently. And also, bittul rishus doesn't work in a situation where there's ruins between the two houses that are open to it, because the reason is because the chabib only allowed bittul rishus for a chatzer that's in front of the house. That since it's the main shimush, the main use, so the rabbis, that's what they were lenient for the chatzer in front of the house. And Rav Yochanan disagrees, and he says yesh bittul rishus bechatzer lechatzer v'yesh bittul rishus bechorva. He disagrees, and by the halachas like Rav Yochanan, actually Shulchan in Siman Shin Peyav Sif Beis, pass like Rav Yochanan, who says that there is bittul rishus bechatzer lechatzer and in a chorva. Now the Gemara wants to explain now why you need to say they argue in both halachos. We need to mention that they argue in both scenarios. Because if we would have said that they only argue in the case of bittul rishus from one chatzer to the other, I would have thought, I would have thought in this case, Shmuel would say that bittul rishus doesn't work. Why? Mishum deha tashmishta lechud, v'ha tashmishta lechud. Because each chatzer serves for its own purpose, for its own houses, and there's no connection between the two courtyards. So therefore, one chatzer cannot be mevatel their rishus for the second one. Everyone has their own, have their own use in their own courtyard. Of a churva, but maybe a churva, which is a ruin, the tashmish techad al tarvayu, so that both the people living in the houses adjacent to the ruin are partners, in a sense, and that churva really can be used by both of them, and therefore they aser each other. Ema modilei l'Rav Yochanan. Maybe then I would say in that case, Shmuel would agree to Rav Yochanan that there is bittul rishus. In other words, if I have my own, right, that I have my own courtyard, you have your own courtyard, right? So there, where I'm using my courtyard, you're using your courtyard, so maybe I can't be mevatel my rishus to you, and you can't be vatal rishus of your courtyard to me. But if we both have equal rights to this churva in the middle, maybe Shmuel would agree to Rav Yochanan that you can be mevatel rishus, because there is some kind of communal, rights to the churva. V'chit mar baha. And if they had just argued in the case of the churva, then I would have thought baha kamar Rav Yochanan. I would have thought only in this case Rav Yochanan says that bittul rishus works. Because why? Because both this has one use for both of them. But the case bechatzer lechatzer, modin leili Shmuel, Shmuel, Rav Yochanan would agree to Shmuel that bittul rishus doesn't work because every chatzer is by itself. So tzricha. So therefore, we need to mention their debate in both scenarios. Now, Omar Abaye. Now we're going to see there's a debate in understanding Shmuel. Amar Abaye. Abaye says the following. Hada Amar Shmuel. That which Shmuel says, Ein bittul rishus mechatzer lechatzer. That you can't be mevatel rishus from one courtyard to the next. Lo Amrad, ela bishtei chatzeros upesach echad beinehem. That's only in a situation if you have two courtyards, one next to the other, and there's one opening between them. Right? And you want to be mevatel the rishus, so that your friend can carry mechatzer lechatzer, right? You renounce your rights to your chatzer so that your friend can carry, from one courtyard to the other courtyard. That since you don't aser the other person, right? Since they don't aser each other, so therefore they can't mevatel the rishus. That's Shmuel. Aval shtei chatzeros zo lifnim mizu mitoch she'osrim mevatlin. But if you have two courtyards, one inside the other, meaning the only way that the people in, let's say, courtyard A can get to the street is through walking through courtyard B, since the inner people aser the outer courtyard from carrying, because the inner people have a rite of passage, drisas regel, in the outer one, then mevatlin, then they can be mevatel their rite of passage that they have in in the outer courtyard. And once they're mevatel reshus, then the people in the outer courtyard can carry into the outer courtyard. In this case, Shmuel would admit that there is bittul reshus bechatz lechatz. It's like what we said before. But Rava Amar, Rava says, afilu shtei chatzeros zolifni mizu, even with two chatzeros that are one inside the other, that's not the halacha. It's not the halacha. Why? Pa'amim mevatlim upa'amim ein mevatlim. Sometimes you can be mevatel the rishus, and sometimes you cannot be mevatel the rishus. Okay? So in the case above, where the inner people made an eruv and not the outer people, so then you cannot be mevatel from chatzar to chatzar. Okay, so we're gonna give some, we're gonna explain now. The Gemara is gonna explain explain this. Ketzad, the statement of Rava. Ketzad. So let's see. Nasnu eruvan bachitzoda. So let's say the two chatzeros made an eruv together, and they put the food in the outer courtyard. The shachach echad bein min hapnimis ubein min hachitzona velo erav. And let's say one of the people from the inner courtyard or the outer courtyard forgot, and they didn't make an eruv. Shteim asuros, everyone is aser. Nobody can carry. We're going to explain, and we might not get to the explanation until tomorrow. But that he said, then they cannot carry. Nasnu eruvan bapnimis. If they put the eruv food in the inner courtyard, the shachach echad min hapnimis velo erav shteim asuros. And one of the inner people forgot to make an eruv. Both the inner and the outer courtyard people are forbidden. And you can't do bittul reshus in either of the cases that we mentioned. However, shachach echad min hachitzoda v'lo erav penimis muteres v'chitzoda asura. However, if they placed their eruv in the inner courtyard, okay, and one of the outer courtyard people forgot, and he did not make an eruv, so the inner courtyard people can carry as long as the outer courtyard is mevatel their reshus, and the outer courtyard people cannot be mevatel. So we have three different cases. So, okay. So we're going to start. We're going to start. We're not going to be able to finish explaining this, but we're going to start to try to explain Rava's halacha. Right? It really continues to the next daf. But we'll begin the conversation, the discussion now. So let's begin. So remember, Rava has sort of three different cases. So he says the following. Nasnu, remember, Shmuel, remember, the way Abaye said, according to Shmuel, you could always do, if you have an inner and outer courtyard, if you have an inner and an outer courtyard, and the inner courtyard, since they can aser the outer courtyard with their drisas regel, they can simply be mevatel their drisas regel, and then the outer courtyard can carry. Rav is a little more complicated. He gives three scenarios. So we're going to focus on the first scenario at the end of this abad right now. Nasnu eruvan bachitzoda. So let's say they put their eruv in the outer courtyard. Vishachach echad bein min hapnimis ubein min hachitzona velo eruv shtei asuros. And one of the inner or one of the outer courtyard people made a mistake or forgot, and they didn't make an eruv. So then both courtyard people are forbidden, and bittul reshus doesn't work. Why? So that is going to explain. Hai bar penimis leman nivatel. So let's say the inner courtyard. We're trying to say why bittul reshus doesn't work. Who would the inner courtyard person who forgot to make an eruv, who would he be mevatel his reshus to? He says livatel livnei penimis. So is he going to be mevatel just to the inner courtyard people, okay? And maybe they're going to be allowed to carry because they separate from the outer courtyard people. Wait a second, leisa le'eruvaihu gabaihu. The eruv food is not by them. The eruv food is by the outer person. So even if they separate from the outer people, right? If they separate from the outer people, they're not going to have an Eruv. In other words, if the inner people basically say, okay, we're going to be mevatel our rishus, we're going to separate. So they basically say, you know, we're going to if we're merely going to be mevatel to the inner people, so and they're going to separate from the from the outer people, so that doesn't work because the Eruv is not in the inner people's rishus. And if you're going to say livatel livnei chitzona, so maybe you're going to say, you know what, let's be mevatel our rite of passage to the outer people, and therefore you know, therefore you're mevatel your rishus, so now it all belongs to just the outer people. Ain bittul rishus mechatzer lechatzer. You cannot be mevatel your rishus from one courtyard to the other courtyard. Okay, so why is that, right? So he's saying, so okay, so he's saying that the you still have the right. In other words, there's no bit, right? We said there's no bittul rishus from the from one chatzer to the other chatzer. And then the third problem is hi, and if the person was one, so in other words, the inner people, that they can, if the inner people cannot be mevatel either to the inside because the food's in the outside, and the inner people cannot be mevatel to the outside because you can't be mevatel from one chatzer to another chatzer. And the problem with the outer people is hai bar chitzona leman nevatel, the people from the outside, who can they be mevatel the rishus? Livatel bnei chitzona, can they be mevatel to the outer people? That doesn't work because ika panimis to asra lahu. If they're simply mevatel rishus to the outer people, the inner people asra them because they weren't mevatel their rishus and they didn't join with them. And livatel livnei panimis ain't built a rishus bechatzel lechatzer. If it's if to be mevatel to the inside people, you can't do that either because you can't be mevatel rishus from one chatzer to the other chatzer. So in other words, regarding this first example where the eruv food is in the outer courtyard, just to summarize, the eruv food is in the outer courtyard, okay? And someone forgot to make an eruv. So you can't be mevatel your rishus to the other courtyard because you can't be mevatel mechatzer lechatzer. So that's clear, says Rava. And if you're if the inner are being mevatel the rishus to the inner, so that doesn't help because the food's not with them, the eruv is not with them, and so they're going to be left without an eruv. And the outer people cannot be mevatel merely to the outer people because the inside people are still aser them because they have drisas regel. So Rava says this doesn't work, and we will discuss the other two cases tomorrow. Okay, does that make sense? Okay.